This is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. I'm Michael Monks. Dr. Suzanne Bennett got a very welcome shot in the arm on Monday. She's among the first 20 frontline healthcare workers to receive the COVID-19 vaccine at UC Medical Center. It was the first Cincinnati hospital to receive a shipment of the Pfizer vaccine. Dr. Bennett is the ECMO's program director for UC Health. The ECMO team cares for the most critically ill COVID-19 patients in Southwest Ohio. And Dr. Bennett joins us now via Zoom. Dr. Bennett, welcome to our show.
Hi, thank you.
So understanding that the team that you oversee handles some of these most critically ill COVID-19 patients, I imagine you've spent the past 9 months seeing some pretty scary sights. So give us some sense of what you felt like on Monday as you got that jab in the arm.
You know, I think one of the doctors in the United States who received the shot said it so well when they said, this is a shot of hope. And I think all of us, when we saw our critical care nurse, Katie, get the first shot, there were tears in our eyes as we watched her receive that vaccination. And those tears are just hope and the thoughts that perhaps we will eventually return to some form of normalcy that we remember prior to the beginning of 2020.
I think a lot of us have been rather emotional over some of these images that we're seeing now. We're finally getting to see them at the local level. We first got to see them out of the UK on social media. A lot of videos coming from over there where the first vaccinations were injected. What do you think is causing these feelings among people from your perspective, considering the work you've been doing over the past 9 months, this emotional reaction that so many of us, particularly those in the healthcare field, are feeling?
We've spent countless hours of our days and nights watching people suffer and die from this disease. And the thought that perhaps we can end this and save the remaining people who have not had COVID and not continue to witness the suffering and dying in our ICUs and our hospitals really is what's driving much of this emotion.
Dr. Bennett, tell us a little bit about how this process will play out at UC. What's the schedule? What's the plan for making sure that all of the people who need it, as far as your staff members go, get it?
So the vaccine schedule was really thought out based on people who were at the front lines of caring for patients that are COVID positive and exposed. And it, as we receive additional shipments, my understanding is that there's a tiered system based on available vaccine and people who are at risk for contracting COVID. And as soon as we get more vaccines, it will just continue down the tiers until eventually we will have all of the healthcare workers and ideally the public who's willing to receive the vaccine to receive the vaccine.
We've experienced pandemics on this planet before. It's been quite a long time since one has impacted us quite like this one. We've never really seen the so quickly the delivery of what is perceived to be and reported to be an effective vaccination. Did you have any concerns or hesitation at all in getting in line for this thing, or were you quick and eager?
I was quick and eager. Of course, I do my due diligence by reading all the information and the data associated with it, but I have full confidence in scientific research and the efforts that go behind that, in addition to the FDA approval process, such that with a little bit of reading and my knowledge of that, I was fully willing to jump in line to receive that vaccine.
We're talking with Dr. Suzanne Bennett, ECMO Program Director for UC Health. She was one of the first there to receive the Pfizer vaccine against COVID-19. What about some of your colleagues? Has there been any concern about the vaccine and potential side effects expressed among those you work with?
Concerns, not necessarily. We all are confident in, like I said, the scientific research and the efforts that went behind the development of the vaccine. We certainly understand the science behind it, and we've all done our due diligence in reading about it. Anybody who, I will say that any of my colleagues that had not received the vaccine certainly did ask me common things that are common. Did it hurt? And how did you feel afterwards? My responses to those is it was no worse than any other vaccine I've ever received related to pain. In fact, I think because of the emotion around it and the adrenaline that we had, I would say it maybe hurt less. the only feeling I had afterwards that night was a little bit of a headache and a minor sore arm the next day. So far, everybody has been anxious to jump in line to get the vaccine when it's being offered to them.
What's your message to the public on it? Is this something that you want to tell them that they can trust?
Absolutely. I have advised my family, my children, my friends, extended family, that they must take this as soon as it's available, because this is the only way that we will reduce the spread of this terrible virus.
You know, each day we get an update on how many people are hospitalized. We get some specifications on people who are in intensive care units and people who might be on ventilators. But to us on the outside, it's just a numerical update. You're on the inside there and you see what that means. Can you just illustrate for us what you've been seeing in the past several months as we've experienced the worst of this pandemic in our area?
Sure. We'll kind of just take you through a little bit of what it's like to be in the intensive care unit, caring for these patients. Patients who have known active COVID disease and they're in the intensive care units, their family members, if they come into the ICU and visit, only one person per day can visit, and it's for a short visit. They must stand outside of a glass door and look into the room. They only have 2 hours to spend when they're there. If they can communicate with their loved one, it's via an iPad and a speaker. The patients are often intubated and on a ventilator, which means they're on a breathing machine and they're sedated. And they are in the state for upwards of weeks where we're having to put the, and for ECMO, it's even longer. They may be in the ICU for months and with limited contact with family and friends. And our nurses and our respiratory therapists who are at the bedside constantly have modified the care that they deliver to ensure that they keep that personal touch and healing of those patients, recognizing that they don't have their family members and loved ones at the bedside. Our nurses and our respiratory therapists, every time we go in the room, we have to put all of the gear on. We put two masks on. We put the gown on, our double gloves, and we go into the room. And before we come out, and while you're in the room, you can't hear anything. You're fairly isolated. That means that the patient who's been in that room has been isolated the entire time. And if you can imagine that, I think it would allow the public to see why it's this emotional response to the vaccine is being had by the healthcare workers. It's been a very long time, and people are getting better in our ICUs, but we have seen people die.
We're talking with Dr. Suzanne Bennett of UC Health. She received one of the first injections of the Pfizer vaccine against COVID-19 at UC Health. And just before we let you go, Dr. Bennett, I'm wondering, I mean, I know none of us will ever forget this moment in history when it becomes history. I'm wondering if you're concerned at all about lingering effects on the mental health of you and people who work alongside you.
I think we will always, and each of us will be touched and never forget this landmark vaccine and the experience we've had over the last 9 months. And we fully anticipate to continue until everybody is vaccinated. The emotional effects, or perhaps the mental effects, we've done our best to support each other through this and have had other crisis support experts through the process to allow us to work through some of our experiences. But will we ever get over it? No, there's no way we'll ever get over it.
And so the plan is in 3 weeks or so, you get the second dose?
Absolutely. January 4th is my second dose. I have my date, my appointment.
Well, we're looking forward to hearing more about that as these vaccines roll out through more healthcare workers and then on to the general population. Dr. Suzanne Bennett of UC Health, thank you so much for the time you gave us. We really appreciate it.
Thank you so much for having me.
And just ahead, an op-ed published in The Inquirer calls for more accountability at the Archdiocese of Cincinnati. We talk with the authors of that op-ed, and then we look at the effort to create a racial equity task force with teeth in Cincinnati, and later, how local restaurants have kept workers employed by signing up for a program to provide meals to area families in need. This is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. And you've been listening to Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. Our producer is Selena Reeder. Our assistant producer is Nick Swartzel. Our technical director is Josh Elstrow. Our theme music is composed by Rob Fetters. You can find archives of our program online at WVXU.org. I'm Michael Monks. We'll talk again tomorrow.